Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for allowing us to see this new day, the day that He has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad to be in this day. We just thank God for what He is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance at this circle of friends. We thank what God is doing. He is a mighty God. He is a merciful God. He is a loving God. And we are so thankful because it is a new month. Today is October the 2nd. So this is the second day of the month. And we are just thankful for what God is doing. So we're going to go ahead and start with prayer. Say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who is and who was and is to come. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever. You do not change. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day. And you have allowed us to be in this day, the day that no one knows what today holds. And we thank you, Father God, because we have you, the one who holds today. We have you, the one who holds the future. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We trust you, Father. We depend on you. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you for safety. We thank you, Lord, for you are a God who hears prayer. Not only do you hear prayer, but you are a God who answers prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your hand is not shortened, Lord, that it cannot reach out and touch each and every one of us, Lord. And your ears are not heavy that they cannot hear our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, for being before us, Lord. If you are before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? For we are more than conquerors through Christ our Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all our sins, Lord. Anything and everything that is not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, whatever we have done, Father, knowingly or unknowingly, whether we have omitted or submit ourselves or to anything that is not pleasing to you, Father, we pray that you forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of all our sins, Father, and cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean that will be cleaner, yes, and whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for creating in us a clean heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. So, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance to bring all our needs and all our requests to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bring all our burdens, Father, all our heavy laden to you, Lord, because you said to come unto you, all who are labor and heavy laden, and that you will give us rest, for you are a giver of rest. We thank you, Father. You are our Abba, Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. We honor you, Father God, the Father to the fatherless, and you are the defender of the widows, Lord. You are the defender of those who are weak, those who are vulnerable, those who cannot defend themselves. You are their defender. So we thank you, Abba Father, this morning. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer, the one who heals all our diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. We thank you, Lord, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Father, for you said healing is the bread of the children. So we thank you for the bread of healing, the one that satisfies and heals and quenches all manner of diseases, whether they are physical, mental. In the name of Jesus, the stress, Father, the depression, the anxiousness, you heal us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those who are mentally challenged, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you heal, Father, all manner of diseases. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Jehovah Ira, the Lord, our provider. You are the God who provides for us. Yes, in the name of Jesus, the one who provided the sacrificial lamb. Yes, yes, in the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, who came and lived on this earth, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. And he was crucified and died and buried, and on the third day he rose again because grave could not keep him. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the provision of life. Yes, the one who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for abundant life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, this morning. For you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord, our peace, the one who gives peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for you said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, for you do not give as the world gives, because the worldly peace is conditional. The world put conditions in anything and everything they give. But you are a giver of peace. You do not give as the world mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, that our hearts are not troubled at all, Lord. Yes, we are not afraid at all, Father, because we trust you, Lord. We depend on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who said to us, yes, for us not to be anxious for nothing. So we are not anxious for nothing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But this morning, Father, in everything, we come to you by prayer and supplication, Lord, with thanksgiving. And we are letting our requests known unto you, our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, Jehovah Shammah. You are the Lord who is always there. You are an omnipresent God. You are forever and always present. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jehovah Shammah, for you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Even if we feel, and sometimes, yes, even though we pass through the waters, yes, even through the valley of the shadow of death, even through the fire, we thank you, Lord, for the fire will not burn us, Father. The water will not drown us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, the Holy One of Israel, the one who is and is to come, who does not change. We lift up your banner this morning, Jehovah Nisi. You are mighty, you are mighty. There is no one like you. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, for you are our shield. You are our defense. You are our security. You are our shelter. We thank you, Father, for giving us life and giving it to us more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reverence you, Father, this morning. We honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus for making all crooked ways straight and smoothening all rough places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for giving us another opportunity right here at the power, at the hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we thank God for each and every one of you being here. So the lines are open this morning. We continue with this hour of power, prayer, and praise, and deliverance. Mm-hmm. And the lines are open. We're going to see who is here. And if you have a prayer request or a praise, we will want to hear your praise. And if you have a prayer request, or just to let us know who you are. So the lines are open in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen.
I'm Sister Mary, and I have a prayer request.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
You could pray for a mother, Murdis, for healing. She's very ill.
Okay. So for healing for your mother, Sister Mary?
No, not for my mother. For she is a mother, but her name is Meredith.
Oh, Meredith. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I'm asking a prayer request for a young man by the name of Paul who's sick. He's been sick a little while.
Okay. Thank you for having us, for having you, Sister Mary. Praise God.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Body. Somebody fell or something in their background. Could you please mute your line so we don't have that noise? Please mute your line so we won't have noises. We appreciate that. And I would like to pray for Ben Sr. and his wife, Gloria. They both are sick. He may have pneumonia, and they both have COVID-19. So we'll pray for them this morning. And I'm just praying that God has blessed us to be here once again. We're just blessed to be in the land of the living. So that's what I have to say this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm grateful. Sister Deborah from Deliverance from Smoking. My daughter's moving this weekend. Hallelujah. You want to pray? This be a blessed day and a safe day driving for me and those that have traveling rushing this weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Apostle Horsley.
Anytime.
Okay. You say any other?
Good morning, this is Grace.
Good morning, Sister Grace. Okay,
good
Sister
morning.
Grace,
you
we didn't.
Can
you hold on, brother? Was Sister Grace finished? I didn't hear her. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes.
Okay,
pray for. Okay, I would appreciate prayer for our physical and our spiritual healing, just our receptivity to the Spirit of God. Finished.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, my brother, you can go. You can continue.
Okay, breathe in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I want to pray for my 300 winning team members. Everybody has a different plight and a different walk of life, and everybody's moving on a different schedule. And the president contracted COVID-19, so this virus isn't just going to disappear. At the same time, this virus is not disappearing. We need to keep the faith and realize that God is in control of everything. We can't believe in God and put it on the altar and take it back. And when he's the supreme ruler, Alpha and Omega, and when he was praying earlier today, I love what you said about just letting the Holy Spirit operate when we don't understand what he's doing. His ways are not our ways. In the book of Proverbs 3:5 teaches me a lot to own understanding. So if you could pray for the winning team members, families, to break generational curses and to go out and give them an usher so they can go and do God's will and not get into being just real, but be real with God and have a relationship first. And the biggest thing that I'm asking for a prayer for today is everybody have their own individual relationship with God. Shouts out to Elder Darlene and all the rest of the team members on the prayer, praise, and deliverance family. But I'm here. I'm going to be on this whole show today. I've been moving around. I actually had an opportunity, a quick testimony. I had a lot of time with my girls. My girls are 4 and 1, but my son is 20, and I'm a little bit older now, so I get more time with my girls than what I have with my son. So I'm able to raise the girls right, and girls are more important than guys because at the end of the day, y'all can bring spirits into the physical, and we can move from there. So I'm participating. I'm texting people. I'm telling everybody to come and get involved with the show because I don't know who's up, but this is a great way to start your day. When you start with good, 9 times out of 10, your day is going to end up the right way. So I love each and every last one of y'all. Blessings to y'all. Blessings to the people. that work hard behind the scenes, and blessings to the laborers who don't get the accolades they deserve, but God sees all. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I approve this message. I'm on my way.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Any other? Praise God. I guess no praise report. And so before we continue, and I would like to read a scripture. However, I also want to thank God. I have a praise report. I just thank God for his love and his mercy and his grace and for the Holy Spirit and for everything. As Pastor was saying, you know, I thank God earlier this week for his love and for favor. I closed on my house. I mean, in a sense, I refinanced in my house. It just happened so quickly. In less than 3 weeks, you know, the way it happened, you know, when I truly believe, you know, that I experienced the move and the leading of the Holy Spirit for this particular transaction, because I was not planning on it. I did not sit down and try to, you know, to do it. I tried last year and it didn't work out to refinance my house, but 3 weeks ago, it just was a message on my computer. It happened 3 days in a row. It was a pop-up. It just kept on popping on my computer with interest rates very low. And each time it popped up and I tried to clean my cookies and it kept on popping up and I wondered what was going on. And the third day, I went ahead and put the application, and within hours I received a phone call and, you know, filled out the form, and things moved so quickly and I got the interest rate that is truly lower than what I had, and I thank God for it. And it was just the favor of the Lord. And to top it up, when I looked for a lawyer, an attorney to represent me, after I was done with the financial institution, and the lawyer I called first was my previous lawyer, the one who helped me to represent me when I got the mortgage to begin with. And because I am reusing them, even not even aware, they took away a big chunk of the fees. So it actually cut the fees in half. That is another blessing. And then 2 days later, I took a class. This is for work. I took a defense class. It's a defense driving class. And it's part of my job since I drive sometimes a government vehicle. So you have to take that course. So I called the insurance company, and they insure my vehicle, and I wanted to move the insurance also for my house to the same with my car, because they had sent out something in my email saying if you do a combo, you will get, you know, some kind of a discount. So as we were talking and the representative taking my information, and it just happened to ask me if I was, what kind of a driver I was. And I said, well, I just finished taking a course a couple of weeks ago, which is a defense class. And because of that, she gave me also another discount. So I got a discount for my insurance and also a discount for combining both my car and the house together. And to top it up, I also managed to remove the mortgage interest premiums. That was the bottom line. That's what I wanted to get rid of, my original mortgage. So I just thank God, because it had become to be stressful. I don't know about you, but my power bill, because we are all staying at home, a house of five, people staying at home because of COVID. The power bill went up, the water bill went up, the food bill went up, and trying to make all those things balance. So this little savings takes out the stress. So I just thank God for, you know, his blessing, and he can bless us in any and numerous ways because he supplies all our needs. He makes every need met, and he can use anything or anyone or anywhere because the earth and the fullness belongs to him. So I just praise God and thank God for ordering my steps and giving me favor this week with all what happened to me. And we thank God for what he is doing to each and every one of us, just to be here, to be on this prayer line. It is God's mercy to wake up this morning, to be alive. It is God's grace. So we thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. So that's my testimony, and I thank God for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Help me to thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. And what he does
for one, yes, he will do for the other. He is not a respecter of any person. You know, he's just a good God. He is just a good God. So I just thank God for his mercy and his love. Amen. So let's go to the Word of God, and then we will go to this prayer request. Amen. And our scripture for this week is from the book of Psalm 113, I believe. Psalm 113. And we read verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5, and it's just a blessing. What I'm going to do is just go ahead and read Psalm 113. We did verses 1 through 5, and it's the whole 9 verses, and then we'll share another scripture before we pray or pray for this prayer request. And Psalm 113, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. So our God, he is high above all nations. It doesn't matter which nation it is, third world, first world, western world, whatever. Our God is above all these nations, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwells on high. In the name of Jesus, I am so excited with our God, how great he is. And verse 6 says, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lift the needy out of the dunghill. So this is our God. He is not a respecter of any person. As mighty as he is, as powerful as he is, and he also can raise the poor out of the dust and lift the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. So this is our God. I can testify right here. I am a living testimony to show how God raises the poor from the dust. Born and raised right at the end of the world in the jungles of Africa, where we didn't even know anything about God. But today I am here calling him Abba, Father. That's what God can do. That's how loving he is. It doesn't matter how people think you are way, way down, or how people label you, or what they think about you. But as we turn ourselves to God, and as you trust him and love him, he will do what man cannot do. That's what our God does. And he makes a barren woman to keep a house and to be a joyful mother of children. So praise he the Lord. That's what our God does. He makes even the barren woman to keep her home and to be a joyful mother of children. He is a God who turns the desert places to become fruitful, the barren places to become fruitful. He is a God who changes and fixes our destiny. You know, he takes all the destiny blockers that the enemy might try to put in front of us. Even those destiny blockers that the generational curses that try to put us down and keep us down, our God is an able God. I love this Psalm 113, and I just enjoy, you know, the word of God. And that's my prayer for God to continue to give us hunger and thirst of his word, to just thirst for his word. He is a good God. Amen, amen. And the other scripture I would like for us to read, and this really blessed my soul earlier this week, is in the book of Galatians. And we're going to read a few more verses in the book of Galatians, and then we go to prayer. It's Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and I am going to read verses 13 through 26. 13 through 26. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But there is a but. So there's hope right there. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. I just read Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 26. And just a couple key points right here. I would encourage you to go and read, the whole book to get the understanding of what is going on and what Paul is talking about. But where we just read, he's talking to us and he actually addressed us as brothers and sisters, that we were called to be free. So this is God's intention for us to be free, for us all to be free, not only the freedom of worship or just free, just a regular free, you know of, but the word of God here, what Paul is talking about is for us to be free in all areas of our lives, both, physically, financially, spiritually, relationship-wise, family-wise, all areas of our lives. That's the desire God has. And he orders our steps. So he wants us to be free. And he says, but do not use that freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. This is calling for us to show love to one another. He even talked about a backbiting, said you got to be very careful when you do that because you will destroy or you will finish each other, you will eat each other up. And if you talk to people, I spoke not too long ago with a sister who had backslidden, and I was sharing with her the goodness of the Lord, and she told me that she was already saved, but she is not going to church or whatever. And I come to find out after talking to her, it was because of what somebody had said about her. That backbiting and his to finish him, to devour this sister, to backslide. So here, Paul is giving us a warning that we need to be very careful when we do things and with this freedom we have that we got from Jesus, we have to be humble and be in love. Otherwise, we will be entangled and start backbiting and eat or anything else that is contrary to the word of God, and it will end up making that brother, that sister, to backslide. So we got to be careful. And he says we need to walk by the Spirit. We need to walk by the Spirit. And thank God, because there isn't that much effort on our part. Because the Bible says the steps of a good man, the steps of a good person, a good woman, a godly man are ordered by God. So when we surrender and allow God to order our steps, then we will be able to walk by the Spirit as we submit ourselves to God. And it explains what the acts of the flesh are. But what I want to focus on are the fruit of the Spirit, which is the on the last few verses from verse 22 going out, where Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And look what he said here. He said fruit. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, this is a unique fruit, which has like other fruits within a fruit. So this fruit of the Spirit is one big fruit of the Spirit that has or combined. When you open this fruit of the Spirit, there is love in it. There is joy in it. There is peace in it. There is forbearance in it. There is kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and also self-control. That's part of this fruit of the Spirit, this one unique particular fruit that we as Christians, we as the children of God, have to exhibit. That's what when someone comes and pinch you, when someone comes and squeeze you, as a fruit of the Spirit, some love has to come out of you. Some joy has to come out of you. That's what separates us from everybody else. That's what separates us from the world. Because people, they don't understand that when you go through the storms of life, when things are not going well, you are still peaceful. You are still joyful. You are still smiling. And they wonder what is going on. When people do you wrong, you take time, you take a deep breath, you have self-control. You don't just react, but you take your time. And then the Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you what you need to say and how to say it. And people all will wonder and say, why are you always put together? Why are you always, you know, have yourself put together like that when everyone else is scattered and just not knowing what is going on, even in what is going on in the state of our nation right now, not only the pandemic, but there is another pandemic that has been eating our nation for a very long time. And now it's just out there, I guess the social media and also everybody you see has a smartphone. So now it's in the surface and we are seeing it everywhere. The injustice that is going on. But we, as the children of God, we still come up here every morning, intercede, stand on the gap. Sometimes we ourselves, when we have battles of our own, but we come and intercede for others and pray for others and call on behalf of others. Even right today, with these few prayer requests we have, we are calling on other people who are not even here. That shows the maturity and that we have the fruit of the Spirit. It's inside of us, the kindness, the care of others, the joy, the peace, the forbearance, and self-control, and gentleness, and goodness, and faithfulness. And the Bible says, Paul goes on and says, if you do not have such things, he said, these things, there is no law against it. Even those people who are murdering other people, those people who are doing wicked things, they still want to be loved. They want to have some joy. They want to have some peace. They want someone to be kind to them. They want some goodness. They want someone to be faithful to them. So there is no law against such things. But those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. It takes some crucifixion of the flesh, not to exhibit the other things that are above. When you go on verses 19 through 21, those are the things that we need to avoid the acts of the flesh that are obviously sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage and self-ambition, that people can do anything for them to get above, to be at the top. And it talks about worshiping other gods and witchcraft. Just in jealousy, the spirit of jealousy, if your heart does, if you don't feel good about the success of someone, the peace of someone, the better life of someone, or the progress of someone, that's actually a spirit of witchcraft, that jealousy. And just to want, you are, it's all about you, not anybody else. And the Bible says these are the acts of the flesh. But we need to cultivate and water the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we do that, when we do that and be able to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, it's not only one fruit, several fruits, but it's the fruit with all these inside of it. And that's what God is looking for. So right now, we're going to pray for these prayer requests. And majority of our prayer requests are for healing. We need healing for Mother Meredith. She needs healing. For our brother Paul, he needs healing. And Ben Senior and Gloria, they need healing from COVID-19. And we know there are so many people. We all have someone or somebody who needs healing. And I am going to add my son, Abraham. He needs healing. I'm not sure what exactly is going on with him. He was throwing up last night. So we're going to pray for his healing. And we're going to pray for our sister, Deborah. She needs deliverance from smoking and traveling messes for Apostle Hosley. I'm just reminding us for the prayer request. And also physical and spiritual healing for our sister Grace and for our pastor Dauja. I might be butchering that name. Please forgive me. We pray for the body of Christ, the congregation, for protection and wisdom, and people to use wisdom in all areas and relationship to have a personal relations with God. And then we will decree and declare Psalm 119. So let us all go before the throne of the Lord and bring these prayer requests before the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We pray right now, Father, bringing all these prayer requests before you, Father. For you are our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases, all manner of disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Mother Meredith, Lord, for Brother Paul, for your healing, Father, releasing the healing power, yes, for Ben Senior and Gloria, his wife, for healing from COVID-19. So each and every one whom we have mentioned here who needs healing, Father God, we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. For healing is the bread of the children. So, Father God, right now, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, we release your healing power right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, to touch Father Mary's body. For his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Put her body back together. Whatever that is out of order in her body, Lord, put it back in order. For Paul's body, Lord, put it back together, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Ben, Celia, and Gloria, his wife, both of them are suffering from this COVID-19. We release the healing power
in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord God. Upon every miracle, Lord God, upon every remembrance of your holiness,
Father.
O Lord God.
You are merciful,
we give you the
Father.
Honor, the glory,
you are
the praise,
God.
You
in the
deserve,
name
God,
of Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank
mighty
you,
name, O Lord God.
For
so
your love
we thank
so
you,
deep,
O Lord God.
Father.
Hallelujah, 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 God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moving by your Spirit, O Lord God. Moving by your power, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, moving by your Spirit, God, moving, O Lord God, by your power, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
there is no one like you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are in heaven.
Thank you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're worthy, my poor. Hallelujah, God. Thank God. That's above every name, Lord God. So we bless you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for every miracle, Lord God. Every healing, Lord God, that you brought forth today, God. That you brought forth this week, O Lord God.
Jesus.
On the weekends, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hold us up, O Lord God. Bless us, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty
name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will.
In Jesus' name.
God. We're saying yes all day, God. We're saying yes all day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
God. Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
It's
thank
done.
You.
By
thank
the
you, Lord,
precious
God.
Blood of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
the
yes.
battle
you, Lord,
is won.
Hallelujah,
in Jesus'
yes,
name, amen,
yes,
amen,
yes,
amen, amen.
Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
you,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
You,
we just thank,
thank you,
God this morning. We praise God for you being here and that God has heard our prayers. And he
yes,
has
Lord.
Already dispatched his angels to minister to us in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God and we glorify his name. And that you all have a beautiful and wonderful, blessed weekend. It's going to be productive. It's going to be fruitful. And it's going to be peaceful and blessed weekend, for we move from glory to glory, so our weekend is going to be better than last weekend, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to leave this time
yes,
to Pastor
Jesus.
Darlene, amen. Pastor Darlene.
Well, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. We appreciate you, and thank God for Pastor John is the name that you didn't get quite. But that was Pastor Don. We appreciate you being here today.
Thank
and
you.
And each and every one joined us. In fact, if there's somebody out there who was not here earlier and you'd like to give your name, go ahead and give your name this morning so we'll know you're here. Amen?
Amen.
Yolanda Gray.
Yolanda, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for being here today. God bless you.
Yvonne Laskin.
Okay, Sister Yvonne, give me your voice.
Sister Jean, good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning, Sister Jean, Sister Juanita.
Okay, and we're going to keep our Sister Juanita
hallelujah.
Lifted up in prayer. She sent a notice that she was in the hospital, so we're going to be praying for her. We did pray. Maybe everybody didn't know it, but I was praying for her this morning. God bless you. Anybody else?
Amen.
Yes, good morning. I made it back to Atlanta safe, so thank God for that.
Amen.
Okay, Darlene M., good to your voice. God bless you. Okay. All right.
Well,
we're
I'm here this morning. Good morning.
Charlotte, okay, okay. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're just grateful for what the Lord has done this morning. And we know that God is such a wonderful God. Pastor Scholastica, so we really appreciate your. And we know that, you know, as we continue this journey, we continue to be in agreement with the Word of God. And so next week, we are going to be doing a fast. And the scriptures, I'm going to read the scriptures that we're going to use. And, of course, you, when we give the scriptures, it's just a few verses, but you can read the whole chapter of whatever it is that we present. And, yeah, we have that. Morning. God bless you. God bless you. But if you can mute your line, somebody is has a child in the background. We would like for you to mute your line. If you have a mute button on your phone, if you could do that, that'd be lovely. Okay, so so next week our fast will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we usually try to get a fast in every month, and it's not only when we call a fast, you can also do your fast on your own. But this next week we're going to be focusing on knowing God's will. Because, you know, many of times we're just going through life and we forget about really focusing on God and what he wants for our lives. And so Psalms chapter 32, verse number 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. That's one of the scriptures we'll be using. And then Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And so as we are fasting next week, we need to, as we always suggest, is that we listen for the voice of God. When you're praying, stop and listen. And even when you're just meditating, just listening for God's voice so that we'll know the direction that we need to be going in, to know how to pray and how to intercede. You know, many times when we're fasting, I know when I'm fasting, I can hear the voice of God more clearly when I don't have all the other stuff that may come normally. You're just focusing on what God would have you to do. So we'll be fasting, and of course we ask that you try to do the 3 days. If you can't do the 3 days, do 1, 2, or 3. And we also have various types of fasts that we can do. Everybody cannot do the same type of fast. So, you know, if you want to do the full fast where you're just drinking water, or you want to do the Daniel fast, or you may do morning to evening fast, however you want to do it, and I'll be sending out that information as I normally do so that we'll have that on hand. So I really appreciate each and every person who's here. I appreciate what you contribute to what God is doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I mean, this is an effort that we have to do together. We will continue to be on one accord in the Spirit. And just knowing that God wants us to be free and God wants us to know all the things that he has for us, you know, is for us. You know, what God has spoken, we can trust it to come to pass. There's one other scripture I'm going to read this morning, and it's because we make our decrees. We make a declaration before the Lord. We make a decree because in the book of Job chapter 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. So we decree and declare the word of God. So this morning as we're leaving, I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we are above and not beneath. I decree that we walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. So I love you. I pray that the Lord will continue to smile on you and keep you in his care. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we know that we can do exploits in the kingdom. We can put the devil to shame, and as we have been talking about doing our laser prayers, focused prayers, we want to continue to do that because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this present world, and against the wickedness in high places. And Jesus himself is the highest of all the principalities, and he will expose them. He has exposed them openly, and so we will trust in him. And we will continue to seek the face of God. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love you. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.